Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my show, The Chica Show. I'm your host, Maya Rivera, a.k.a. Chica. Give me just a moment here. I'm just having some little technical. Okay. Anywho, welcome to our show again. My name is Maya K. Chica. And happy Saturday night to each and every one of y'all. Well, then again, today is Saturday, March the 12th, I do believe, and don't forget tonight, right now, please set your clocks forward, because tomorrow, daylight savings begins, and for some areas here, so, just to let you inform. And we have another number, 9 here, ending 9173, and now I know who that is. Oh, my goodness. Let me get it to her. Well, hello. Welcome to my show. How are you feeling this week?
Yeah.
I feel you. I know,
but
you
I'm
sound
still
hoarse.
Here. I'm still
so, yeah. I don't know. Good Lord says, let there be strength to you. Be strong, my son. Be strong. Anyways, welcome, my sister. Welcome. How you, we're going to be talking about last week, remember,
yeah,
about discrimination and all this stuff.
Yeah, and double standards and all that nice wonderful craziness that goes on in the world we live in today.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's true. We live in this. I mean, our world right now is just outrageous. Right now, it's just like no ends here. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just...
You know, it's always something. It's always going to be something. Something going on. Somebody don't like something. Somebody's going to be mad at something. There's always something new. There's always going to be something bigger, badder, better. So, we're always revolving.
That's true. I mean, I've been through, you know, good times, tough times, and even, like, emotional times that,
right.
You know, I get to a point that right now, you know, with schoolwork and you know, responsibility with your children, and you just got this 1 week right there, that block a week. It's like it goes real fast. Your mind is just like a clutter, you know. He's trying to stack, like a stack and a stack. Here comes Monday. Here comes Tuesday. Here comes Wednesday. And in your mind is like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do.
I mean,
but then again,
if you look at the month, right, in all honesty, up until August, it goes by fast, right? Honestly, it goes by fast. And then you hit August, and it's like, it seems forever, you know, that August will never end. And then August ends, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. we've all said it. I know I've said it, right? Where did my year go?
Yeah.
It felt like it was just January yesterday. You know, we're about to do another time change. So, people, please set your clocks back, an hour early. They say it takes mm-hmm. a hold at 2 a.m. So, most people, they set their clocks back at midnight.
Ooh.
I know. I've used to
that. We got another call here, Missy. Excuse me for interruption. Ending 11111. And I know who that 111 is.
We all know who that 111 is. Come on now.
Miss 111. That 111. What's up?
What's up? What's up? I'm going to do it like my nephew did. What's up, people?
Everybody's sounding like everybody's getting that time of the allergies and the cold, little bit amount of colds and the flus or something, but I mean, people take care of yourselves, you know. My goodness, I mean, this infection, the virus is coming around, like it ain't no joke. I mean, that's one thing I'm aware of, especially with your children. You know, you got kids, you better watch out. Because
speaking of children, there is a lice epidemic going around. So therefore, mothers and grandmothers, aunties, if you're listening, even single fathers, you take care of your children. They say that if you put a few drops of tea tree oil in their shampoo, it would help, you know, your child from getting lice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of academic?
Oh, the super lice?
Oh.
Yeah, I heard about that on the news. And this one girl, she has lice up to, she has lice all over her hair and her hand and scalp and everything. And that is pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it just eats up your scalp.
But, let's talk about that for a second. Where
all right.
Family comes from, and I won't go into a whole lot of that, but we don't get that. We wash our hair, we oil our hair, once or twice a week, sometime every day, depending on type of hair, how you take care of your hair. If you're not taking care of your body, you're going to get some more stuff besides that. Come on now. It depends
on my moral
care yourself, you know?
I agree with you. My moral advice is, when you take your kids out to a park or to the yard or anything whatsoever, as soon as they finish playing, give them a bath immediately.
Exactly.
Don't let them go to bed with funk.
Right.
Don't let them go to bed with funk. You know, like smelling
bad. A lot of times. We do that. You know, we go out because I know as a nurse's aide, we were told to, you know, as soon as we get off of work and before we go anywhere else, go home, get out of your uniform, take a bath, take a shower, wash your hair. Why? Because you are in an environment where you are constantly surrounded by germs. That's why if you notice a nurse's aide, a nurse, a doctor, even daycare workers who have to wear scrubs, their scrubs are faded. Because we're told, wash them thoroughly. As soon as you get home, wash them. And when you leave a resident room or a patient room, to people who don't know, if you're not in the medical profession, you don't go to another room. You don't go to go smoke a cigarette without washing your hands. Because whatever they have is on you now. But see, now I've seen people who do not teach their children manners. They don't say please. They don't say thank you. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Now it's yeah, no. Screw you. You ain't my mama. You ain't my daddy. You can't tell me what to do. Little kids flicking you off, and I'm like, oh, no, baby. See, you're lucky you didn't grow up with me because, you know, you and your finger be flying across the room somewhere.
That's true.
You know,
and it happens a lot in school.
Right, and I tell people, I'm 42 years of age, so I tell people, there's two people in this world that I fear, my mama and God, not necessarily in that order. Why? Because I didn't dare to talk to my mother the way I hear these kids talk to their mothers and their parents. It was just taboo for me. I cringe when I hear children tell their parents to shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Get out of my business. Excuse you.
You left out a word. You left out one word, sister. The other word is, what? What?
Right?
I know. My God, that doesn't happen. I had that happen too, so. I mean, I'm 34, and I always get to have it with my mother. I'm like, oh, my God. Why am I acting like a 15-year-old now? It's strange. It's like you're going back when you're 15.
I mean, no, because I've seen kids and ladies, my sisters. I kid you not, I was in Walmart, and the girl got mad because she wanted a song. And her mama was like, well, no, you too young. You're going to still wear panties. She's like, I don't know why, because you don't wear a thong or panties, so why should I do what you do?
Oh, my God.
I had to walk away from the scene. And she's getting loud. The girl
got one. I got one better than that for you, ladies. I got one better than that. I went to the doctor. And this kid, he was about, I'm going to say maybe between 4 and 5. And, you know, he's sitting in the doctor's office and everybody's sitting there kind of chit-chatting a little bit, you know. And they had the machines in there. And kid goes over and he's standing there for a few minutes. And he screams, like, you know, just let out this yell. Nobody paid no attention at first. He goes back over to his mother. He screams again. But this time when he screamed, he said, Mama, I want some potato chips. She said, I don't have any money to get you none. That kid started calling her the bee, honey, and he was screaming to the top of his voice, kicked her on her leg, called her the bee again, said, I want them potato chips right now. And everybody in the doctor's office was devastated, to include me. The doctor came out and stood there because he could hear him on the way back there in his examining room. That kid cut up that bad. But, I mean, that was the cussedest little child I ever seen in my life.
But,
and that's,
you know, now they say,
the pastor, the rules now, you know, like, you know, you touch a child out in public, you go to jail. That child, he needs a good thinking. It started at home. And when he kicked his mother, you could hear him hitting a bone in the front part of her leg, and she was about to fall.
And it's from her bad part. You know, I've seen a little boy do that up in, matter of fact, Walmart. I've seen a little boy do it in Walmart and H-E-B. Little boy asked for a certain cereal. Mama said, no, honey, you know, mama don't have the money for the cereal. Mama just have enough money for dinner tonight. I want that cereal. I want it now.
Oh, God, yeah.
And he kept on and screaming and hollering, and that's acting a plumb fool. Now, I give her credit. I give credit where credit is due. She was very calm. She goes, honey, Johnny, mommy says she don't have the money for that right now. Maybe next time. He called her every name in the book. But a child of God threw himself on the floor in the middle of the aisle and started screaming and howling and kicking and screaming. And then the funny thing is, she kept on doing her shopping. Yeah, the little boy looked up to see if she was paying him any attention. When he realized she wasn't paying him any attention, goes up to her and smacks her. Called her a D, told her that he hates her, and all this other type of stuff. Now, at this point, I couldn't take no more. And I looked at her. I said, if you let me have 5 minutes, I guarantee you he won't do that again. And he'll be begging to come home. Mm-hmm. And the little boy looked at me, said, F you. You ain't my mama. You can't tell me what to do. And I'm like, you know what, sweetheart? You lucky I ain't your mama, because right about now, I'll sit up and yank you up by your bottle of the curls. And I was throwing temper tantrum with you behind. You lucky I'm not your mama.
I got another one for you, too. I went to visit a friend. The next door neighbor came over. Can y'all hear me good?
Yeah, we can hear you. That's fine.
Okay. The next door neighbor came over, and it was the grandmother. She is helped raising her grandchildren. This little boy, I'm thinking he's four. And the grandmother was talking about that the 4-year-old grandson does not want to mind. This kid, it has kicked holes in the wall. He has broken up dishes. He screams to the top of his voice. And I'm going like, where's the father? Now, there's no male in the house. So he's the only grandson, and the rest is, I think, is three granddaughters. And this child has, I think I'm going to let my dog back in. Hold on. I'm going to put you on pause for a second, okay?
All right. Well, okay, due to that, with the discipline of the children, you got to tell the difference between a normal child and a child who has a mental problem. See, that's the thing about that.
And a lot of people, Myra, a lot of people, when they look at children with special needs, right, and they see them acting out, and I've seen it happen. Matter of fact, I was somewhere. I can't remember exactly where I was. I think I was in a grocery store or Ross or something of that nature. And this woman, now on the outside, she looked like she had everything together. Her hair was immaculate. Her makeup was flawless. You know, her shirt matched her belt. Her belt matched her shoes. Her shoes matched her purse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She was one of them. Everything just had to match.
Right.
Okay. So there was a little boy in the store. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the race because it makes a point, and it goes with our topic. You know, she made sure that, you know, her little blonde hair children were just fine, and that was right behind her, and all this other type of stuff. And there was this other little boy, right? Little cute little black boy. Mama told him to sit right there, hold mama's purse. Mama's going to try this on, and mama be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, the little boy was fairly, you know, fairly young. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you would expect his reaction from his age. He looked no more than 5 or 6. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the mother repeated again. She goes, baby, mama gone, and she got right in his face where, you know, he could see her.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I want you to sit right here, hold mama's purse, you know, watch mama's cart, and mama's going to go try on this dress, and mama will be right back. So he said, okay, mama, okay, mommy. So then she disappears, and apparently she had some complications with the dress, whatever, because it took longer than what she told him how long
right.
she would be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently she must have been teaching him how to tell time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she gave him, I guess, a time frame when mama be back. Well, mama didn't come back at that time frame. So the little boy started freaking out. He started screaming. He started hollering, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, where's my mom? You know, he freaked out, okay? Now, this
mm-hmm.
woman was like, figures he would be that. You know, she was like, I don't even know why they bring their children out when they're acting like that. That is just so redundant.
Mm.
And so then, mind you, this woman, she was with her children, her friend, and her friend's children. So they got the cart in front of them. Now, you already know the rule. When your mama, grandmama, auntie, whatever, goes shopping, you are not behind the cart. You're in the front of the cart, or you on the side of the buggy. You ain't behind the buggy, especially if you're young. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, these may be the oldest child. So there was a grand total of 4. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think the oldest may have been 13. 13, 12, 10, and 9, okay, just by the way they look. Each one of these children had a cell phone,
mm-hmm.
not a flip phone, not a basic phone. You call and say, hey, mama, I got to stay up. No, they had a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They all had iPhones. Okay? Now, this little boy crying and freaking out, you know, where's my mommy, where's my mommy, where's my mommy? Okay? Now, she looks at her friend and figures, well, I don't even know why they bring their children, I don't even know why they're allowed to bring their children out if they're going to act so
mm-hmm.
ghetto. Meanwhile, while she is disrespecting this other little boy, right, her children are running around behind her, tearing clothes off the cart, so running between the clothes, okay?
Mm.
Taking clothes off, you know, the cart off the racks, running through the racks. But yet her children was acting like they was raised in a barn.
Like zoo animals. Basically.
Right. Now,
and
now here's the funny part. Okay? the other, you know, I guess they end up doing something, right? And I guess one of the workers in Ross said, if you break it, you buy it.
Yeah, right? That's true.
So they was playing with stuff, right? They was playing with the glass and open up the candles. Well, I mean, granted, we all open up the candles and smell the candles and whatever the case may be, but they was playing with stuff, right? So the lady was like, is there a problem? She said, yes, your children is going through here, right? And they're playing around glass. Now I'm just letting them know, if you break it, you're buying it, plain and simple. So then and she tells the oldest child, which is a teenage girl. Girl had her nails done. Her hair was dyed. Mind you, she's 13. She looks at her and says, okay, you need to, she goes, why are you not helping with your siblings? They're not my children. You have them, not me.
Cool.
She goes, and then she calls her by her name. She's like, don't make me take your phone again. She goes, bigger. She goes, get the F out of here with that. You ain't touching my phone. If you touch my phone, I will break your effing finger. And I'll call my daddy.
You see, that's the thing about why single mothers and single fathers have their self-esteem all mixed up. Let's put it this way. Because we get too emotional. We thought the world's going to end. You know? And then 9 times out of 10 of people, grown men and women, it don't matter if they got kids or not, they get help. They see a psychiatrist. They see a psychologist. They go to, you know, the central services and go, you know, they got their own case manager. I mean, that's the main reason why, because the stress, the negativity, all that's building up to you. And
but you know what, Myra?
How we're going to let that go? That's the question about that. How we're going to let things go and make everything positive? Because there's programs out there like Nanny 911 and all that stuff that make you show you that positivity and stuff.
I agree. But however, you know, and I'm going to say this. A lot of black people say, oh, blacks, we don't get counseling. Blacks, we don't do this. Or blacks, we don't get that. Okay, but you're human.
It doesn't matter what color your skin.
It don't matter if you're black, Puerto Rican, Italian, Irish. If you got hair, guess what, baby? You're going to get light.
You get help.
If you living and breathing, guess what? You're gonna have emotional problems,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like what I told you last night. Self-esteem. It's kind of funny, but Cat Williams said it. He's like, well, I don't know why you getting mad at me. getting mad at the baby, because now, because of the baby, you know, you don't have your body like you used to, so therefore, you mad at the baby, cussing at the baby, mad at the baby because you got pregnant, because your self-esteem is low. He goes, guess what, crazy? It's self-esteem. It's the esteem of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however, now, it's like I told you last night, thing of it is, we may think we're okay. We may think we're fine. Now, I dated a guy, and you know him, Angel. His sister, Jetica, right, had one nostril bigger than the other. Okay? Now, because of her nose issue, right, she was self-conscious mm-hmm. about that. But as mm-hmm. long as you didn't point it out, right,
mm-hmm.
she was okay. She was fine. Okay? Not a problem. However, Angel and her boyfriend, Matt, was up there joking around. Like, you want to see something disgusting? You want to see something disgusting? I'm like, okay, what? You want to see something weird and gross? What? Look at Jessica's face. I'm like, you know what? That's mean, and that's nasty. That is really, really mean. And you shouldn't say that about her. Now, she got mad, tried to hurry up and cover her face, right, because of what her boyfriend and her brother did. Now, granted, yes, since they pointed it out, yes, you're going to look. However, and this is a big however, she came outside, everybody was smoking. I'm like, well, hey, beautiful, how you doing? And she looked at me, she goes, what did you just say? I'm like, hey, beautiful, how you doing? At this time, she was pregnant. I'm like, girl, you are absolutely positively glowing. You look gorgeous today. Now, she was on her way to the doctor. She's like, you really think I look good? I said, girl, yeah, not everybody just sit up in there and be pregnant and wear heels. What the hell are you talking about? Right?
Yeah.
Now, I did that, you know, to make her feel good about herself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, her mom, she goes and she tells her mom what I did. Her mom, later on, ended up thanking me because of what I did. Because she went and told how her brother and her boyfriend pointed out her nose. And she has always try to downplay it. She didn't want to look at people in the face. She always had her head down, whatever. But think
mm-hmm.
of it, she had two negative comments, but I respond to her with a bunch of positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's all she needed
yep.
to make herself feel good that day. Yes, I am beautiful. Yes, I do have a glow. You know what? Yes, I am rocking these high heel boots. Okay.
I like to share you guys some quotes here that I just recently found on Google search about self-esteem.
Okay.
Because basically what you do is just saying, and what Sister, you know, Marilyn and... You know, I want to share this to everybody out there since we got like 56 minutes remaining here. But, I mean, it was just three quotes I wrote. And, you know, one out of the three I really like is basically by Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yes,
and
no one can make you feel inferior without your permission. Yes. That's one thing.
No one can make you feel interfere without your consent.
Yes, no one can make you feel inferior without your permission or your consent. And I want to piggyback off of that. For the longest time, I've always heard it, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt, right? And then this woman had some confidence because... People talked about, they talked bad about her. They talked about that she was one of the most ugliest first ladies we have ever had.
And see, that's about that, you know, because,
what?
I mean, I got people a couple weeks, like a couple days ago telling me this other person called me ugly. I'm like, damn, mommy.
But you know,
I mean, you're walking down the street. You're walking down the street, and you know they looking at you like, "Who's that big ball of person walking down the street?" I mean, if you were red or yellow or blue, you know, people gonna think like you're wearing blue. You look like a blueberry, Or if you wear like a red outfit, they call you Kool-Aid Man, you know, and all that stuff. You know, and you wear yellow, you look like a big old bus or something, you know. I mean, words can, you know, negative words can, you know, affect people. But let me tell you something. If you don't know that person and you keep on insulting them, it's going to backfire you. It's going to get you in the future.
Right.
And I mean, I don't want to try to be mean or anything like that, but, you know, you can't, and I learned this a lot, you know. I always remember when I was in school, you know, people used to make fun of me and you know, people tell, like, cruel things and stuff like that when I was in, you know, grade school and everything. And then by the time, you know, I, like, you know, okay, you know, I was called this. And then by the time we're, like, in our 30s, guess what happened? They end up being, like big as me, 10 times
right, or bigger
as me.
Right? Because, you know, my cousin, and the one I told you about on your post, she told me one day we went to Houston and we was getting ready to leave. Now, mind you, we went to Astro World the night before, right? And we ended up going to the club. There was that little teen club there. And because I didn't know how to interact, you know, because I was out of my element, right? So, therefore, I wasn't talking to a lot of guys. It wasn't saying that I couldn't get any. It was just the fact that I was out of my element, okay? So I had all these guys trying to talk to me, whatever, and I'm talking to them like I would talk to a friend, okay? And nothing, you know, nothing really major. We just talked. so therefore, it was, we just had like a nice, normal, you know, a refreshing conversation. So he asked me where was I from, and I told him. I was very nervous, so I stuttered a lot. I laughed a lot because I was nervous. So then he was like, so, you know, so you don't live here? I said, no. I said, in fact, I'm leaving tomorrow. And he was like, well, damn, he goes, because I was hoping to see you again. I said, oh, okay. You know, and we talked throughout the night, okay? Not a problem. So, therefore, my cousin goes, because she was always talking with guys, always interacting with guys, whatever the case may be. So she started talking to his friends and whatever. They exchanged phone numbers, things of that nature. Okay?
Yeah.
That type of thing. And
then
he asked his friends, was like, are you coming tomorrow? She goes, yeah, I can come tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow. So then we get back home. Went to her house, and everybody's eating, everybody's laughing and joking and carrying on and whatever. And so we were getting our stuff ready so we can go. And so my cousin looks at me, she goes, I'm glad you're leaving tomorrow, because you would be mad because I'm going back to Astro World where I'm going without you. And I'm like, well, why? She goes, because you're not pretty enough to hang out with me. I'm taking my friends. I'm taking only the pretty ones. And we're going back to that club.
That's messed up. That's really
and
messed up.
I was crushed because it came from my cousin. Not just any cousin, but it came from my favorite cousin. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, and you think your mother would defend you. She goes, well, Tina, if maybe if you wouldn't act so immature, and, well, maybe, Tina, if your skin was better. And so they're up there talking about the guys talking to her. She goes, yeah, she just sat there and laughed and stuttered and was fidgety, and now they didn't even want to talk to her. And so, therefore, here I am. I couldn't say anything because I was in total shock. I'm like, but they were to you. Yeah, they talked to you, but they felt sorry for you. They really didn't want to talk to you. And I cried all the way home. I ended up crying all the way home. From Houston to Killeen, which is about 3 to 4 hours, I just cried. Because my feelings were hurt. And then she gets married. And the way me and her used to, well, she always treated me differently as a child. And when I got older, I kind of just didn't want to have anything to do with her anymore. Okay? So then I was out of town, and she ended up getting engaged. She's a musician at my former church. And my mom volunteered my services of me being in her wedding, and I didn't want to be in her wedding. And so my family, correction, my mother's family was like, well, if it had anything to do with your weight, there's going to be girls bigger than you in the wedding and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, my weight has nothing to do with it. I just don't want to be in the wedding. So then she goes and she tells her mother to tell me, well, Tina needs to get her face clear. She needs to go see a dermatologist because I don't want her acne and her ugliness to ruin my wedding. I don't have
so the
picture. So,
see,
once again, I got hurt. I got crushed. And I looked at my mother. I said, that's the main reason why I didn't want to do it. That is the main reason why I got it, because I know how she is. Now, mind you, there were other people in the wedding. Other people had acne, but I got singled out. Now, she has real bad acne. Everybody knows, you know, everybody does it. Or, you know, each you pluck your eyebrows or you get your eyebrows arched, your mustache wax, you know, the side of your face, whatever. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because she used some wax and she decided to do it herself. From what she was using, it made her face in certain areas really, really dark, where it was noticeable that she was waxing because she burned her face.
Let me tell you something. What you just said about your cousin saying negative things about you, that's called karma, honey.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
karma,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is a bad thing, and the bad thing is, karma's like, I think to me, karma is the, it's like God of all. But, you know, I'm not saying like, you know, I mean, there's one God, you know, and this Lord
right.
Jesus
but
and all
no,
that.
It,
but
it
the, don't mess with
people.
What?
Right, it goes to the saying, karma's an itch and then you die. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the messed up part, and it's funny, and I sit back and I giggle to myself, okay, because when she was dating the guy, you know, the church musician, right, my family, because me and him, we joked. We've always joked with each other. You know, then that was just our relationship. We joked. I teased him. He said stuff to me. I said stuff back to him. You know, we piggyback off of each other. We tag team other people. So that was just our relationship. So my family decided to spread the rumor that I wanted him. And so my mother was like, she has never, well, you don't see how the way she talks to him. And you don't see the way he talks to her. They joke with each other. Trust me, one, that's not her type. Two, that's not her type. Three, did I mention that's not her type? And four, she don't want to date somebody within her church. Why? Because there's too many people up in there will be in her business.
Too many rumors, too many hatred, too many
exactly. Everything.
Well, I am back. I would like to finish up my conversation about this young 4-year-old child.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm back. I was just listening. Listen, the 4-year-old, I told you he was the grandmother, and I really, you know, I don't know the people, but it was so sad that the grandmother was telling, you know, the dad's not in the child's life, and she felt like if he was a little bit more into the child's life, perhaps the child would act better. Now, this is the sad part that really, you know, it goes like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe this child is acting like this, that they had to get the next-door neighbors to help them do some discipline for a 4-year-old child who's cuss, scream, yell, holler, throw things, take a chair, a lawn chair, throw it in the streets, in front of other people's cars, and then the neighbors, you know, I go like, okay, when I get ready to leave, I am going to be very careful. I, you know, back up my car. I'll go forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing there, and I'm looking at this child doing this fit, and so I'm going like, if he throws something in front of my car, and he throws something at my car, I'm going to have to call, you know, the police, because I'm not going to put my hands on the child or anything like that. But this is the real sad part. The mother of the child has a mental problem, and she cannot discipline her child. And I'm going like, oh, Lord, how do they handle a situation like that? You know, and I said to the neighbor, I said, what do y'all do? I mean, this child is out of control. She said, well, the neighbors, you know, try to talk to him. And one of the neighbors said something to me, and she said, this is what I do. I go over there, and I sit the child down, and I start praying for him. I said, girl, I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're about to say. I looked at that child, and I definitely saw an unclean spirit in that little 4-year-old child. That child had just looked in his eyes, face changed, his voice changed, and I'm going like, oh my God, this child has an unclean spirit, had attached himself. I don't know what happened, you know, during the mom's conceiving or afterwards, or she gave birth. I just don't know. But this child was literally, when you looked at him, you go like, this child has an unclean spirit. But that was a mean spirit in that child. And the neighbor said, I just pray for him. And you could see it. And so we standing there, and I said, you know, we're going to do this right now. So she and I and the neighbor and the grandmother, we begin to pray for. And when you begin to call on God, and I just asked God to take that nasty-looking thing out of that kid, he just fell on the ground. And he kind of rolled over a little bit, and then he shut up. You could see it like, you know, I said, Michael Archangel, come and get this unclean spirit out of this 4-year-old child. You could see it. I'm going like, ooh-wee. But it ain't nothing I want to encounter all the time around children. And it makes me wonder. A lot of times you see these children out in public. What has happened? you know, you were talking about if you could spank them. Can't beat it. You can't beat the devil out of somebody. You can't. You begin
that's,
to wonder, you know,
true.
what is really causing these children to act out now? You know, I'm leery of what a child watches on TV. I really am. I think there's just certain things they just shouldn't watch on TV. I have a problem with that.
You know, I agree with you, Sister Marilyn, and what you just said. Hold on just a second, Sister Marilyn. I totally agree with what you just said because, you know, I got right now a little situation with my kids, you know, watching things that, you know, they're not supposed to be watching. And, I mean, I really don't care if it's educational 24/7. If my child, my kid, I don't care if he has autism or not or whatsoever. I mean, their butt's going to be glued and watch any education that deal with math, science, English, colors. I don't care. I want them to learn something instead of like throwing knives or hitting people in the head or throwing chairs and you think that's learning? You think that's like saying your ABCs by throwing the chair with someone? I don't know.
Right.
So?
But you know what, Myra? I have, and I thought this was one of the beautiful things I've ever seen. A friend of mine asked me to watch her children. I said, okay. So, the kids came in. A friend of mine had to go make a quick run, you know. And so she's like, you know, hey, can you watch my kids real quick? I said, yeah, sure. Now, I know they're children. They're young. So, you know, Disney Channel, you know. Pretty safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I put on the Disney Channel. Not a problem. And this is when Wizards of Waverly Place was pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl looks at me and she says, Miss Tina, we can't watch that. I said, I'm sorry, what'd you say, baby? We're not allowed to watch that. I said, you know, she goes, no, ma'am, my mommy don't want us to watch that. So can we watch something else? Can we put in a tape? I go, yeah, baby, go ahead. She's like, thank you. And her siblings sat on the floor and picked a tape. You know, a DVD that they can watch that it was mommy approved.
Mm.
And I was amazed, not because of the fact that they were honest. It was because of the fact that even though mommy wasn't there, they still went by the rules and regulations of their mama's house.
Mm-hmm.
But see, now you have something going on where you have single parents, you know, well, the kid is not allowed to watch Beavis and Butthead because sometimes you can find them on TV. They're not allowed to watch South Park. They're not allowed to watch King of the Hill, American Dad, Family Guy. Because of the cursing. Bob's Burgers, because of the cursing. However, they go to daddy's house, and that's all daddy watched. So now I'm the kid confused.
And we're guilty
because,
of that, too.
You know, the thing of it is, you know, you have children, and people get mad at children wanting you to say anything. Okay. Your child is four. Four. One, two, three, four. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You mean to tell me if you go and get a brand new babysitter and you don't want your child to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or you don't want your child little girl to watch Sophia the First because it gives her a false sense of hope that you grow up poor and all of a sudden you end up rich, and it happens overnight and it don't work that way. You don't want her to watch Sophia the First for whatever reason. Then you need to tell the babysitter, hey, look, I don't want my little girl growing up thinking everything's a fantasy, that she can, you know, touch on her amulet and everything goes her way, or a princess is going to come and save her. No, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. You tell the babysitter. Don't tell the little kid to tell the babysitter, because they're going to get up, little girls watching Sophia the First. They're going to have her come down. They go sit on that. They go sing the song to Sophia the First. And now she wants to be with her friends. You can't single that baby out like that.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you another one. And my husband pointed it out to me. He said, if we had some young children or grandchildren in the house, he said, this is one station they've been at ever look at. And it's called Killer Kids. That is the worst show I ever seen in my life. One night he kept saying, you need to look at it. And I decided I'm going to look at it. I mean, it was so hard for me to sit there and look at this movie that these people has made, and they put it on TV. And I said to Ron, I said, can you imagine how many children are sitting there looking at this right here, and if they get mad about something, they feel it's okay to go and take their anger out on whoever they're mad at, the grandparents or friend or the girlfriend, and kill them.
I'll tell you another one's worse. I killed my best friend. And it's on Chiller. I think Chiller or some one of the mystery channels, whatever. But it's the show is actually called Ladies, I Killed My Best Friend. And these are not grown folks. These are teenagers.
Yes, you're right. And that's the same way with this show. You know what?
Some of them are older.
You just cannot do it. If you got some young children, you better watch what they're watching, because it's planting a seed, honey. And when that kid go up, they feel like it's okay to lose their control, kill you, hit you upside your head, disrespect mother, daddy, brothers and sisters, grandparents. Oh, my God.
But, you know,
that can affect that a lot. That really does affect them in.
But see, now it's not just that. You look at your average video game. And I'm not bad at video games because I have friends who play. But it says MA, or for mature audiences only. So therefore, now think of this, you can go on the PlayStation, you can go online, and you can play. Now you're 24, you're 42, and you're playing up against these people, one who you do not know, who you do not see. So you're playing up against a 12-year-old, and you're cussing a 12-year-old out, and this 12-year-old's cussing you out like they're grown, and they get mad and lose, and they tell you, F you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to come to your house and kill you. Mm-hmm. And then they get egged on.
Yeah, and I saw that a lot on YouTube, too. And you better watch out with YouTube a lot, because YouTube, I mean, it's an entertainment. I like YouTube. But when I want to watch YouTube, I want to watch YouTube for myself, on my me time. Not when my kids are around. I mean,
right.
I just want to have my relaxing time. Watch my YouTube videos. I don't care if it's the funny ones or if it's something that has to do with this. I don't want my kids near me with that.
Well, because, you know, think of it is, my grandma had a saying, and I'm sure Aunt Marilyn has heard it. Little picture has big ears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've added to that one. Little picture has big ears and big mouth. So if little picture sees what big picture does and says, guess what? Little picture is going to say what big picture said.
Right.
Translation. If you don't want your child calling somebody an F and B, then guess what? You don't need to call somebody one.
Or an F B, or a fat B, or
ugly, fat, blah, blah, blah. My cousin is the one I told you about, Myra, is catching a lot of it. Her mother and the daughter was shopping. They was up in, you know, they live in Houston. So they was up in a mall, or they was up in Neiman Marcus, okay? And they was trying, you know, looking at some clothes, okay?
Right.
So you already know how you are. You see somebody a little bit obese or morbidly obese, and you may say something to your friend or whomever you with. Like, like, oh, what was she thinking when she put that on this morning? Apparently she ain't got no mirror in her house, right? Now, you may not think she looks good in that outfit, but to her, she thinks she looks fabulous. Okay, so now my cousin said something about the woman's weight to her mother. She goes, ooh, she is sure is fat, ain't she? Right? So my little cousin sees a woman very loudly and says, you sure is fat. And the lady turned back and almost wanted to knock the devil out of my cousin. And so then she was like, well, you know, like, oh, my God, I can't believe where she got that from. Now, the lady looks at her, she goes, apparently she got it from my mama. Now, my cousin was mortified. She didn't understand why the woman talked to her the way she talked to her or said what she said to her, whatever the case. Okay? And my aunt told her, she goes, if you don't want Deborah repeating the things you say, Sonia, then maybe you don't need to say those things. Well, Mama, I was talking to you. She goes, it don't matter if you was talking to me or not. She heard you.
You know, according to this, I was looking in this, Mayo Clinic about self-esteem. And it's a little thing that you were just mentioning a while ago. And it says, if you receive mostly negative feedback and often criticized, teased, devalued by others, and you more likely struggle with poor self-esteem, which is true. People criticize. Like what you just said, that somebody, that when your cousin called this person a fat, you know, what? You know how that individual is triggering them with that? And the anger they get, that person that he got, that got the insult right there. It's like when somebody spits at you. You know, I mean, it's just disgusting, you know? Yeah, I have been cruel. I've been made fun of. I have been, you know, tips, you know, people say a lot of, you know, negative comments about me. I had, you know, a lot of things going on with myself, but you know something? All these negative right there, they're like outside. And I just like, psh, go away. Like, take a broom. It's like clean your house. You know, spring clean. You know, everybody said that spring clean. If you cleaned your house and you clean your house, the more your house is clean, the more positive you have. The more dirty, the more negative you have.
So there's something where my grandmama used to say, my grandma always said this, my grandma didn't, you know, get to be 95 just by being stupid, okay? And this is what she said. And it made a lot of sense. At first, it was younger. I didn't understand, you know, what she was talking about. I thought she was old and crazy. Right? She does her spring cleaning on the week of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not until, she goes, when you go into Easter, you go into everything anew. New clothes, mm-hmm. new underwear, everything new. Because it's Easter. And I never understood it. She never explained it to me. She goes, when you get older, you understand. And it was mm-hmm. not until I'm sitting in church one day and my mm-hmm. wonderful, wise pastor said it. She goes, you know why we get new clothes around Easter? And everybody was like, yeah, because we want to look good for Easter. He goes, no, because the old man has died and the new man has risen. What's old is mm-hmm. dead and what's new is alive. He goes, think about it. When is the best time to plant your flowers? In the spring. Why? Because we are springing mm-hmm. forward. We're not no longer stepping back. We're no longer looking back. We're no worried about what was then, what was in the cold, what was in the dark. We're stepping forward into the sunlight.
Yeah.
She goes, that's why for Easter we wear pastels, we wear bright colors, we wear colorful colors. Why? Because now we are no longer mourning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because when he said, he's like, y'all ain't hearing me, y'all ain't feeling me. And I sat there in tears because everything just started to reflect right before Easter. We go into the time change. Right before mm-hmm. Easter, you know, you see all these, you go to Walmart, you go to HEB, you go to Aldi's or Albertsons or any grocery store,
mm-hmm.
Sam's, Home Depot, Lowe's, and this is not a plug for any one of those stores, and please don't get it twisted, even Target. But what do you mm-hmm. see out front? You see trees.
Mm-hmm.
You see flowers. You see bushes. You see fertilizer. Why? Because it is time that we spring forward, mm-hmm. let go of the old man, and embrace what is new.
And like planning a new thing in life. I agree with you.
What?
I totally agree. Because, you know, all the negativity that we have out there is you just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take some water, splash it out.
You know,
and just let things go.
You know, and there's things that, I mean, I understand we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. However, I find it almost comical, and almost downright rude. And when you're going through something and somebody tells you, oh, stop talking about that. Stop focusing it on it. Okay, think of it as we're human. It's a difference when you're venting. It's a difference when you're getting things off your chest. Because you have to. Because if not, that's going to sit inside you. It's going to stoop. It's going to fester. And then you're miserable with all outdoors because you wasn't allotted to speak your mind. You wasn't allowed to say how you felt, how you feel. So now... Excuse me. So now you feel like the fact that you're not important enough to even vent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, there have been plenty of times as a kid growing up, and that's why I am the way that I am now. Why I don't express how I feel. I don't express how I or what's bothering me. Why? Because I was always told, oh, we're not talking about that. That's too negative. I'm not talking about that. We're not going to deal with that right now. That's too negative. Oh, stop talking about that. That's too negative. So all I heard was I was negative. All I heard was my thoughts were negative. I was negative. I wasn't important to say, you hurt my feelings. I was told not to cry. I was told to swallow it. I was told, we'll deal with it later, and later, and later, and later. So now, therefore, if someone hurts my feelings, I keep it to myself. Why? Because that's all I know. And for me to actually to open up and say how I feel or say what's bothering me, I can't because I still hear those voices in my head. Nobody want to hear that. Stop being negative.
You know,
nobody want to hear all that.
This is a quote I just seen right now. And the second one, it says, it is not what you are holding you back. It's what you are not. And it's by Anonymous.
I like that.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on out there in society. You know, you think like Miss Perfect, or you think that, you know, you're skinny, you're this, you got the brain, but therefore you're an average Joe, you know, yourself. You look at yourself in the mirror, it's like, I'm an average Joe. My IQ may be around, like 100, you know. Like, we don't care, you know. Play like 100, 100, 300, 400, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that very smart, but you're just an average Joe. You like to do ordinary things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the profession that you're doing, even though you're an average Joe, but when you're going back to school and you're trying to be that one person, you know, it's like myself. I'm trying to become a radio broadcaster. And it's a lot of work. But I'm still, you know, I'm just an average Joe. I'm not that smart. I'm not like a good speller. I don't know how to spell certain words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing is I go up to the computer and find a word to spell with and, you know, and try to make a perfect sentence out of it, you know, trying to reword things around. I mean, I'm not that perfect.
You know what?
I mean, making commercials is a hard thing. Making commercials, I think I'm going to be honest with y'all. You know, to make a commercial at anything, you know, it's hard because you got to get so many ideas in your mind. And, you know.
You know, it's funny you said something. We're not perfect. We're not. None of us are. But
yeah.
We strive for perfection. And it's a daily struggle. Because thing of it is, we, you know, okay, so last week wasn't my best week at work. Okay. I got frustrated. I got mad. I threw a temper tantrum. you know, you cuss your boss, you know, you cuss your boss out, you know, you threw stuff around the room. Whatever, right? You got mad at me.
But you did calm down and relax and took a deep breath, though, right, Tina?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing is, I'm not just talking about just myself. I'm talking about in general.
Oh, okay.
You know, we all do this. Where, and then, you know, you get mad at your spouse, you know, and he asks you for a cup of tea. Get your own doggone tea. Right? And he's like, okay, what's wrong with you? I just asked you for a dang glass of tea, dang woman. Right? So now you're mad. But when you get into yourself, and you're getting your, excuse me, you're getting your, oh my goodness, you're getting your element where you can reflect. Okay, I got mad. I got upset. I said things. I threw things. I said a lot of things. Okay. Today wasn't a good day. But tomorrow's going to be better.
Yep.
Learn from
the
day.
Tina, you still working the same? Did you keep the job or you let it go?
No, I'm not going to let that go because for me it's a challenge.
And oh, okay. Good.
So for me it was, you know, and I look at it as a challenge. And for, when I was growing up, if things got too hard for me, I would run. I just didn't want to do it anymore.
You see, that's the self.
But see, now I'm out of my comfort zone because I've always had a job where everybody knew me. You wanted something done,
like
you
that.
Went to tea.
And
like
now, Mara,
I
was
like
trying to say something a while ago. I wanted to say something. I am so proud of you. You know, decided that you would do. You moved to a brand new avenue, and every time I think about it, you know, I listen to you girls. I'm proud of both of you guys. You know, it's I've seen you y'all have came a long ways. Okay.
Yeah.
You climbed the hill.
Wow.
You climbed the hill. You've been through a lot, you know, just listening to you talk, both of you. I'm sitting here and I'm listening, and I'm just reminiscing in my mind about some of the things that, you know, we used to laugh about and talk about. But overall, I am so proud of both of you because y'all are overcoming, both of you. I want to give both of you credit. You're overcoming some serious obstacles in your life, okay?
Yeah.
And you have let go of a lot of stuff that has happened over the years, and both of you have. I'm just so proud of you, you know, to listen to Tina talk about how she was able to, it's an obstacle and things have happened, and I listened to you, Mara, about obstacles and things that happened, but overall, you're still pushing beyond that point, you know, you're not sitting there saying, poor old me. I'm going to call up Sister Marilyn and tell her, you know, this, that, and other, and poor old me. I haven't heard you girls say that not one time.
You
and
know,
that
you
tells me, hold up now, hold up. That
okay.
tells that you girls, hallelujah, is grown up.
Oh my goodness!
You know,
I gotta
let you girls born and graduate with honors because y'all have came a long way. And
shoot,
to hear you
honors.
Talk as adult
so
women
great.
Now, oh yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna share something. Go ahead, because we got like 11 minutes remaining. Go ahead.
I'm in a minute.
11.
Is it 11? Just to piggyback off of what I'm saying, when you look at me and my relationship and other people look at it, they're like, why? I'm like, why not? We see the best in each other. Yes, we're human. We're going to fuss. We're going to fight. We're going to argue. We want to kill each other. But at the end of the day, we can resolve our issue. We can sit down with each other. We can talk with each other. And at the end of the day, we're going to forget about what happened. Yes, it's still there. It just makes us better as women, as friends, as sisters. Okay, yes, I did this. Yes, I said that. Okay, I came out of a place that was hurt. So therefore, instead of me talking to her when I'm hurt, I'm going to go relax. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to wait forever how long I got to. And then we're going to sit down as adults. and we're going to talk about it. And it made our friendship stronger.
Yep. I'm gonna share something here, and this happened today. I mean, it's kind of like my esteem. It's like I feel real good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, my self-esteem is getting up there, you know. It's a gradual,
yes, sir,
slowly, but it's gradually getting there. And basically, with this radio school that I'm attending to, it's just, you know, a phenomenal. I mean, the instructors are really great. They make me feel like I am like a human being, okay? And real quick, long story short or not one, today I was doing my radio show as usual, you know, 2 hour, you know, as actual homework or a test or something, you know, that counts more. And I don't know what my grade is now, so I haven't checked it lately. But the instructor, I mean, he was so thrilled about me. I don't know why. It's just my attitude, the way how I am. And, I mean, it made me feel real good about myself because, you know, I'm representing him, who I am, and this is how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that he told me, "You're overworking yourself." I was like, "Oh, okay." I mean, I was kind of stressed, and I'm trying to overwork myself, you know, like doing my work and writing and typing and all that stuff. And, you know, I want to add some more of this and add more of that. But he told me, "You're overworking yourself. You just, you're like, you're going
right
to week 20, and you're not in week 20. You're only on week 8. I'm like, "Oh, my bad." I was laughing. I mean, I had to laugh. This is like a good feeling. But I was like, "Oh, my God. Oh, my
but
goodness.
You know what's going
what
on
have I done?"
No, it's nothing bad. He's telling you to slow down. Because he wants
yes
you to understand what you're doing. Now, think of it is,
exactly,
think about it. He wants you to not just enjoy it, but understand what you're doing. And I found out something. When
mm-hmm
it's something you enjoy, right, you want to do the research. You want to do bigger, better things. You want to, okay, how can I improve this week's show? Or how can I improve this, you know, how can I prove from last time? And you're constantly doing that. You're constantly looking for ways for improvement. We all are.
Yeah.
You know, you can
yeah
be at the store and you see something. Okay, you know what, I could do a show on that. Or I could do a show on this. Or I could do a show on school uniforms, yay or nay.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
yeah
the case may be, your mind is constantly rolling.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was just the phenomenal of awe how he, you know, he made me feel, I mean, he made me feel good. In a word, in short terms, I mean, my self-esteem just made me feel, you know, getting better and better. And it's like every Saturday, it's like, "Oh, God, now I got to do this radio show. Oh, 2 hours. Okay, this is how I'm going to do this." And I don't give up. And I don't
mm-hmm
care what other people say. It's like this. I don't give up. And thanks to Blog Talk Radio, it made me give me more confidence to myself, the way how I communicate people out there
mm-hmm
globally. You know, it's like, "Hey, this is how I am. This is how I sound. If you don't like the way how I sound, too bad. Don't listen to me. Go change another station. I don't care." Okay? But, you know, I was like, you know, that's my personality. you know.
Right.
So, I'm sorry to keep you guys in hold, you know, holding on here because we got 4 minutes remaining. I'm so sorry. I'm about to close down here. So, Sister Marilyn, do you have anything to say about your Let's Talk and Pray?
I do. Join in at any time. We have a www.letstalkandpray. The telephone number is 634-4648, and the area code is 254. Call for an appointment. Please make your message on the voicemail kind of short because it's cutting off a lot when people are trying to say, I need this, and they're saying a lot. So just, you know, kind of keep your messages short to the point so I'll know what I'm praying for and this type of thing. And by coaching, you know, you need to make appointments so we can talk about what you need to be coached about and mentor and this type of thing. And so, I would like to say thank you, Myra, for allowing me to announce Let's Talk and Pray. And thank you, Tina, too, for being on here, and voicing your opinion and everything. And y'all just have a beautiful week. Enjoy your week. Mm-hmm. Enjoy looking out for each other and keeping each other in touch and saying positive things to each other, even to other people. You know, my thing was for this week right here, Sunday night, I had said, say something beautiful to someone to make them feel good. Give them a blessing. And, you know, a blessing, a word or this type of thing. So I know you got a few minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over back to you, Myra. Thank you again, and y'all just have a beautiful, blessed week. And, you know, my word is I am blessed and so are you. And one more thing, my girl sent me a birthday card, and she put in there, I am blessed and so are you. And I'm going like, oh, it's rubbing off now. My niece sent me a birthday card. Same thing in it. Hey, Marilyn, I am blessed and so are you, and I love you so much. And I laughed at Talisha. She was yelling it out at me on the phone, you know, when she sung me happy birthday. Was like, you know, I am blessed and so are you, Aunt Marilyn. And I'm going like, that's the way it's supposed to be. I am blessed and so are you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. So anyway, I've got friends that's in the hospital. I went over to visit them today, and, you know, I was just thinking about it. I am blessed because that person's laying in that bed and they're in so much pain. And so, you know, y'all just pray for people. Pray for them to be blessed.
Yes.
And it's not about money.
And that's one thing we got to remember.
Yeah.
My pastor says it. We are already blessed. We was born blessed. However, we were made to be blessings to other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, I've said it for years, I'll say it again, speak life and not death.
Exactly.
If you have nothing nice to say, then by all means, do everyone a favor and keep your mouth shut.
The word's got power, Tina. The word's got power, girl, too. So y'all have a beautiful week, okay?
You too.
All right. Ladies, thank you for coming into my show this tonight. And I'd like to thank for someone who's listening in and everything. And real quick, Sunday night, don't forget, conference calls for Let's Talk and Pray. And for more information on that one, please go to www.letstalkandpray.com. And we got 60 seconds remaining. So I'm going to go end this right now. So thank you very much, ladies, and thank you much for those who's listening. So I love you guys so much.
Love you. I'm gonna put
me on some music for the end of this song, this show.
All right. Talk to you later.
You guys have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, everybody. You have a good night.